Awesome testimony. Awesome testimony, Tanya. Yes, God is good, and He has been blessing, blessing, blessing. Yeah, a dog house, that's good. I know some of us are praying for little doggies. I'm not going to give any names. All right. Well, I have to start it off with a little bit of funny. You had mentioned, Patty, that you had went to work today, or you came in to praise and worship tonight, and you came in with the wrong bag.
Right.
Okay, so she came in unprepared. I went to work today. I was unprepared. I didn't have the supplies I needed to to bless the client. And y'all know I have a house cleaning business, and so it's kind of odd when you're going in and feeling like, wow, I'm on time. I was on time, but I forgot things. So, you know, there we go. But, you know, God works all that out. And I said, God, I'm not going to get in strife. I am not going to get in strife. Because tonight's message is strife begins within. Okay? The next time that, you know, Pastor asked me to teach, which I've already, you know, spoken to him about this, there will be a part two to this one. Okay? But right now we're going to deal with strife beginning within us. And so today I definitely got tried. And then when I came home to change clothes and to finish the teaching, my neighbor decides that now was a good time for her to talk about our calendar schedule and when I was going to be at work and when all of these kind of things. So I was like a little tense, wanted to get in strife. And then I met a new neighbor who was actually connected to me in my past and made me a little bit uneasy. And so again, I had the opportunity. I'm like, God, you are really giving me the opportunity to check with you on what's going on inside of me. Because how many times do we know that, you know, something comes from out of nowhere, and all of a sudden we were in peace, we were praising God, we were feeling good, and then all of a sudden it's like you turn into someone else. You just literally go, where did that come from? This is not even like I am. This, you know, why did I give that look? I don't, you know, God controls. You know, I mean, it's like, and so you try to catch yourself. And sometimes we know that as it kind of like comes out in a look, it's kind of, then you try to cover it up. It magnitudes. So anyway, I just left the whole situations with, you know, I really do want to do this. I'm off on Friday. Can we do it then? And the other situation was just, God bless, I'm so grateful that this person was in my life, that you were in my life, you know, for a season, and it's all good. So, you know, I always put the blessing of God on it, because we know that any time that we bless someone, we are doing warfare against the enemy. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, we just thank you so much for the opportunity to come in your house tonight. We thank you, Father God, that you show us your truth. We ask, Father God, that you set the strife within us to your presence of peace. Cleanse our mind of bitterness, unforgiveness, selfishness, and pride. Create a new heart and contrite spirit in us to bring honor to you. Holy Spirit, may we hear you now with ears of your spirit and reverence your truth. We are grateful and thankful. In Jesus' name, amen. And God gave me that earlier, so I did read it off the page. I did not want to lose it or go against it. All right, strife begins with me. Got a surprise for you. It begins with you too. It is a spirit. It is an act of contention. It is a fight. It is a struggle. It is an exertion for superiority. A strong disagreement. A superiority contest, and sometimes it can be by physical or intellectual efforts. It is discord, and it is bitter conflict. The Bible warns us against strife. says, a wrathful man stirs up strife, but he who is slow to anger always contends and calms a quarrel. A wrathful man. We all know as believers, everyone in here I know has been saved. Okay? And you've accepted Christ as your Savior. And when we did that, we had and we gave up our right to own our life. We were bought and paid for a price. That price was the blood of Jesus Christ on the cross for us. God didn't look at our resume and say, well, are you good enough or not good enough? He said, I love you, and I've loved you with the everlasting love, and I've put that love inside of you. And now what we're doing in relationship with God is we're coming into agreement with who He is and being transformed into the image that He created us for. But the strong flesh, and the flesh is strong, comes against who God is. And that causes wrath inside of us, and it causes God to respond to the sin with wrath. So there is discord in the spirit of man. But the Holy Spirit brings us the Spirit of God, which is a spirit of love, joy, peace, forgiveness, all of that through the power of the Holy Spirit. The beginning of strife is a quarrel. The opposite of strife is peace and agreement. Proverbs 10 and 12 says, hatred stirs up strife, but love covers transgressions. Proverbs 13 and 10 says, where there is strife, there is pride, but wisdom is found in those who take advice. As our Christian, our first step to avoiding strife is our relationship with God. Our struggle to have our own way and our own will causes discord with God. Our rebellion against the Holy Spirit causes a division. It causes a stirring and an uneasiness in us. We begin to quarrel and complain, and we're quick to anger. We start blaming others. We're unforgiving. And we set ourselves up for inner turbulence. It is a sin. It is a sin against God, His character, His word, and His heart. Amos 3 and 3 says, how can two stand unless they agree? And when I looked at that, I said, well, Father, you're talking about the body. But when we believed in Jesus Christ, we took on a new image. It's the image of Christ. And we came in agreement with God for who He is, not us. So we're being transformed from this flesh into the character of God, into His image. So in this, when we disagree or we stubbornly want our own way, we are stirring up literally against what God has put in us and is trying to get to us. We are warring against the Spirit of God. So how can we stand? If you're at war with God in your spirit, if you're trying to take the lead, then the Holy Spirit has to step back, because the Holy Spirit is of God and the presence of God. God hates this strife because it separates us from Him and it causes separation to others, especially believers. Strife becomes a stumbling block for you and those in relationship with you. Matthew 16 and 23, Jesus turned to Peter. And He said, get thee behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me, for you are not setting your mind on God's interests, but on man. Peter had a selfish motive, and he was not in agreement with what Jesus was needing to do, which was the will of the Father. And he was telling him what he thought he should do. And Jesus immediately, though Peter was his friend, Jesus immediately put a stop to it. And he said, "Get thee behind me, Satan." When strife begins, when we see those little turbulent things, when we go somewhere and there's someone that maybe is, maybe it's children acting out in a grocery store, okay? And we're in there to get things done, and we don't like the inconvenience of it. Well, we've got us on our mind, okay? All of a sudden, we're irritated. And there's nothing wrong with those feelings. They come to you because those are warning signals from God. Okay? Those are warnings. But it's what we do with it. It's just like Jesus. He could have listened to Peter. But instead, he took it immediately to God. And he allowed God's way to proceed over all of it. The same thing happened in the Garden of Gethsemane. When he asked the disciples, he said, "Y'all stay there and please pray for me. What I've got to go and do is hard." It was so hard that the internal turbulence of Christ burst his blood vessels, literally. So we know that he was under great turbulence, and we can say great strife, because in that time he was asking the Father, "If this can pass from me." Three times he asked the Father that. So people, when we start feeling that turbulent feeling inside, don't think that it has to take control over you, and don't think that God is mad at you because you're having it. That is just, it is the Spirit's way of drawing attention to those things that are fixing to try to harm you and destroy you internally. And then what you have internally, you give out. What is the scripture? "As a man thinketh, though he is." And out of the words of our mouth bring life or death. So we have to pause. So that internal turning, that strife that we feel at that moment, which I'm sure Jesus was like, "God, I can't do this." And there's times that we do that. We're around other people. We're around situations. Things are constantly coming at us. And we go, I can't handle this. But God is there. And God's love is there to take you back in and say, "Hey, I give you my peace." You can have peace. Just don't follow through with the emotion. Don't let the backside of being frustrated have anger at someone. Don't let the backside of something you dislike about yourself go and talk about someone else who has what you want. Don't let a lying tongue be your reason or your word of mouth to get your world going in alignment the way you want it. That's pride. That's selfish, and it's against God. But what's happening is, as you are looking at others and considering man's way and not God's way, what did Jesus say to Peter? "Get behind me, Satan. You're not of God. You're of man." So when you get your eyes on what's going on in other people's lives and you start comparing it in your own, that spirit of strife is going to come up in you. And the reason it's going to come up is because God has equipped you with every good thing that you need. And he loves you. And that's what's important, is to know the love of God. So we have to check our love walk. We have to check our love walk when we've got those inner turnings and we just can't seem to get over something. Because God's word has every answer for everything. If someone has done us wrong, God says, "I am your vindicator." If someone is talking bad about us, God says, "I will put your enemies to be at peace with you." The Lord is truly our shepherd, and he leads us in the way we should go. But if we are warring against him internally, if we choose to be impatient, if we choose to grumble and complain, if we choose to not ask Him, if we choose not to know Him or get to know Him, if we take anything about Him in a casual way, as Pastor was talking about Sunday, it is a reverential fear and awe of God that we have to get back to. That's what puts that inward peace and control over those things that are going to try to destruct us. Satan is of strife. He is of division. He is of division within you. That's why God says, that's why the Word says, have the mind of Christ. Our mind has to be renewed because it's constantly under attack. A selfish attitude stirs and breeds discord against God's purpose. Proverbs 14, 26 and 27 says, in the reverent and worshipful fear of God, there is a strong confidence, and His children always have a place of refuge. Reverent and worshipful fear of the Lord is the foundation of life, that one may avoid the snares of death. I loved it when I found that because, you know that worshiping God and praising God is critical, to lift our spirits. We know that. And to usher in the presence of the Holy Spirit, a grateful heart, a reverence to God, putting Him first, that's critical. We can't have it. If we leave that off, we're going to be on our own. And our selfish nature, our selfish human nature, our pride, is going to try to save ourselves. And what happens is, while we're trying to save ourselves inwardly, we're fighting against God, and it's creating physical changes in the body. Just like lack of sleep, not eating right, all of that creates it. When you are warring against something that God has told you to do, or something that He showed you, and you do not let God work His inner peace in you, then what's going to happen is you're going to walk away from the table too quickly. You're not going to really let the Word sink in you, and then all of that turbulence that you had before you went to God is still going to be there. And how many times do we know? I mean, even like coming in tonight, I was like, how quickly that happens. You just, all of a sudden you can be afraid. Well, you can speak out something negative or say something negative or give a wrong attitude, or you can say, God, it's all about You. Get back in the peace. Get back in the presence. Because God does not want division inside of you. Division inside of you is going to show up around you. God gives us every provision to not have strife within our heart. Love. Unconditional love. Proverbs 16 and 7 says, when a man's ways pleases God, when you're in agreement with Him, the Lord makes even his enemies at peace with Him. God makes that battle within us come into peace with Him when we humbly submit reverently to His way. Our inward turning and our outward walk is changed. Proverbs 16 and 3 says, roll your works unto the Lord. Commit them, trust wholly to Him. He will cause your thoughts to become agreeable. God will cause your thoughts to become agreeable. If you will just let the strife, let the uneasiness inside of you, let the things that irritate you not irritate you. Have a battle plan for that. If you know that you're going to be around a place that maybe it's not comfortable for you, then find a scripture and just continuously meditate on that scripture. Take it in there with you so that the Holy Spirit can work His good work in you and help to hold back the strife. Because there's a reason. God hates strife. He absolutely hates it. But he will cause your thoughts to be agreeable with his will, so your plans be established and succeed. We are empowered and free to live a strifeless life. Jesus told us that the truth will set us free. But it's our truth about God. It is also our truth about our inner self that we have to seek God's face on who he created us to be and let him show us who he's changing us into. You know, people give the excuse, well, God knows how I am. He sure does. And he gave the life of his only son. He came to life in human form and resisted everything that we, you know, are tempted to do and every temptation we had to show us how much he loves us and how much he approves of us, but how much he disapproves of sin. And the reason is because it separates us. It causes that discord, that battle, that fight, that strife in us. Even when, and I've already spoke about that, so I got a little bit ahead, but our pride sets us up for haughty, destructive behavior. It also sets us up for contention against ourselves, overly egoed or overly putting yourself down. That's another area. When we look in the mirror and we don't like what we see and we start bickering and poking, and I'm guilty. The devil's right there with that discord, because now we're not in agreement with what God said we were. God said we were uniquely, beautifully, and wonderfully made. There's no one else like us. God's very breath is in us, so how dare us look in the mirror and say we're ugly? If we've got strife in here, though, if we're dealing with things, unforgiveness, bitterness, unworthiness, that's going to show. And when we look in the mirror, we're going to see that which separated us from God. And that is sin. And those things that you say to yourself that are against God is setting up that strife in the body. So then when you do go out into the world, you feel less than worthy. And it can destroy you and get you into trouble because you accept less than what God has for you. God hates division. God is about a harvest. He is wanting to harvest in you the plan that he has planted in you. And his word and being watered in the word and prayerfully seeking him to know how to fertilize everything. I mean, I'm being serious. You know, God, how do I save my money? You know, Carla's been teaching us on money. You know, and how do I control my temper and how do I, you know, have a better diet? I mean, there's all kinds of plans that God says, hey, seek that. Seek me first, and I'm going to give you wisdom to find the right place for you so that you can take care of those physical things that are causing that strife in you. So there's nothing wrong with looking in the mirror and wanting to better yourself. We should always want to become more like Jesus. But we have to look at it and look at it as God's image in his character and not get too overly egoed, prideful, vainglorious. Love is not vainglorious. So when you're thinking all about yourself, you're not in love. You may be in love with yourself, but that's not the love of God. And we're to love God first. You know, God loves us. Yes, he does. He loves us enough to transform us. He's not going to do it if we don't give him our will. He can't do it because he's a gentleman. He's a good, good father that loves us. And he doesn't want us to be tormented. He doesn't want the mirror to torment us. He doesn't want our checkbook to torment us. He doesn't want, you know, even coming together as a church to be a sense of some kind of unease. God is a God of unity, and it starts within yourself. And seeking God is critical in all things, because the Word tells us in Proverbs 16 and 5 that everyone proud and arrogant in heart is not pleasing to God. It's disgusting. These words were hard for me even to read. Disgusting, hateful, and exceedingly offensive to the Lord. And it will not go unpunished. Strife within yourself, discord, contention, fighting the Lord. You're sowing things that are going to reap something that is not good. God loves you very much, but He wants you whole, because your purpose is not just about you. It's not about me. It's about Him and what He needs us to do and our purpose. Jesus said to love thy neighbor as you love yourself, Galatians 6 and 6. Our love for self is not as the world sees love, with vanity or pumped up egos, but rather the love that God sees about each one of us. It's how He sees who you are. That is the love that He wants you to express, and that's the love He wants you to receive. 1 Corinthians 13 and 1 says, we became separated internally from love, for without love we have nothing. Now it's 1 Corinthians 13 and 1, and that is the love book, and Wanda and I have been praying that for some certain things that we've been praying for in the church. And of course, relationships, that's an awesome thing to go back and read. Pastor did a study years and years ago, and he gave these handouts on love, and I've still got it. I've got it posted on my little door in my bathroom, so when I open it up, I can see love is not rude. It is not vainglorious. It does not try to have its own way. So if God loves us and He wants us to love Him, then it starts there, doesn't it? We can't set ourselves up above God and what He wants, because we're going to struggle and fight inside with that. And the thing is that we destroy our own selves. We don't reap the harvest that God has for us when we separate. Strife is found when you oppose God's love for you, when you set your mind and focus on your own self and the opinions of others. Matthew 12 and 30 says, anyone who isn't with me opposes me, and whoever isn't working with me is actually working against me. You're working against your own self. When you harbor bitterness, when you harbor malice, when you want what your neighbor has, when you're not grateful, when you think more highly of yourself, when your opinion's more important than helping someone, you're actually working against what Christ has for you. And you're working against Him in you. Opposing Christ, not taking your mind into who He is, causes a break in communion with the Father. And it also causes a break in discord with other believers. Because people are watching us in our own church and out there. They're watching us. They don't want to see us battling one another. And I'm not going to go heavily into that, but there are a lot of scriptures in Proverbs Go read Proverbs. Woo, that in itself is a good study about the do's and do's nots. And God is not giving us these to try to, you know, to be some taskmaster. He's trying to get us to understand that He already knows what these things will do. Proverbs lets us see those things. And when we get over into the New Testament, Jesus has come to give us grace to really absorb it and be able to do it. Because God forgives, 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 forgives. But one thing God cannot do is He cannot take over where you will not allow Him. If you are not yielded, His will cannot be done in your life. Because He is not going to bless something that He's cursed. He's not going to bless sin. He's just not going to do it. So that's why He says, if you have unforgiveness, you know, He can't forgive you. But you know why? It's because He's inside of you. The Holy Spirit is in you. We are all spirits of God, okay? And so the Holy Spirit takes witness to the things of God, not to the things that oppose God. That's where those warning things come in, where you get that turbulent feeling, that irritated. So when you know that you're getting those feelings, you got to check it and give it back to God. Satan has the upper hand in strife. Division is his purpose. He comes against anything that is of God. Our reasoning opens the door to question God. Now God says to ask me, and God even says, when we're talking about the tithe, to test me and to see if I will not open up the windows of heaven. So God wants us to commune with Him and be honest with Him, because He already knows what we're going to think. He already knows the answer He's going to give. He's going to know what's down the road. But He wants us to understand it, because we're the one walking it out. And we can take a wrong turn with a wrong attitude. And so that's why He's wanting us to commune with Him. And so when we start questioning, we've got to make sure that we're keeping it in line and really listening. Because a lot of times we just say, well, God, I really want this. And we try to seek out ways that we can get around it. And all we're doing is causing turmoil. Because in us, the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit is bearing witness on our soul and on our spirit, that God loves you and this is not right, and you can't get away from it. You can't get away from it. You know the song we sing, like, you know, He chases down the one, you know, out of the 99 or whatever, He'll come running after us? He does. Well, with Him in you as a believer, trusting and loving Him, when these things happen and you get into this discord with yourself, you literally cannot live with yourself. It says that peace in the body is a fountain of life. Reverence and awe of God and worship of God. If you're worshiping yourself, you're not worshiping God. So there's no life in it. God's word tells us that we have the provision of peace, refuge in Him. Proverbs 14 and 26. When we fight against the ways of God, we're tormented and scattered. A tormented spirit cannot yield the Holy Spirit without releasing the strife. Our thoughts are scattered, and there is no blessing. To stay out of strife, we must speak and declare good, godly promises about us and our life. If you don't know who you are, your inner strife will release to others. Jealousy, envy, laziness, cheating, malice, manipulation. This divides your mind in Christ, and it destroys blessings, and it scatters the good news that God has purposed. God desires you to live a strife-free life and to be at peace with Him and others. Matthew 5 and 9 said, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the sons of God." And I like the version in the Amplified Bible. It says, "Blessed and spiritually calm." I like that, spiritually calm. With life, I like that too. And joy in God's favor. We're in God's favor. Are the makers and maintainers of peace. for they will express the character of God and be called sons of God. Proverbs 16 and 18 says, pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. I think I like the former. I think I like the way of being a peacemaker. I like the way of having peace within, not having strife with myself, but being at peace with myself and the Father. Hatred of oneself, the man and woman that God adores and loves, is against God. It puts a strife between the Holy Spirit and our human flesh. God desires we walk upright with Him and trusting Him. Satan desires that we war. It's your choice. God's love is there to assure you, to refuge you, to protect you, and to give you hope. Sin is strife's doorway. Though we all have sinned, God's grace is there to empower you. We are here to empower God by glorifying Him. It's for His glory that we do everything. It's His glory that we were created. It's by His grace that we're called children and sons of God. Worship and reverence of God helps to put out the flames of the inner conflict. It strengthens us to bring in a harvest with Jesus, not a division or destruction. It first begins within. Let go and watch God handle the battle.
We thank you for listening to today's program. We believe that Jesus died for our sins and that He has sanctified us for eternity. We desire that all come to the knowledge of Him as their personal Savior. If you have accepted Jesus as Savior through this broadcast, or if you wish more information, we would love to hear from you. Contact us at Oasis Christian Center, Post Office Box 246, Smith Station, Alabama 36877, phone 334-520-7538, or email at oasischristiancenter@ctvea.net. You can visit our website at oasisfamilychurch.net. For those of you on Facebook, we do have Facebook Live every Wednesday and Sunday, Wednesday night 7 p.m. and on Sunday at 10:30. You may reach us by Oasis Christian Center, a family church, Smith Station, Alabama. We'd also like to give you the opportunity to sow a seed into the ministry. You may text to give at 334-274-7885. Online giving, aciionlinegiving.com/4832. Or you may mail to Post Office Box 246, Smith Station, Alabama 36877. Until next time, God bless you, and Jesus is Lord.